Well, today I thought I'd just say a few words, a little reflection on us having a brand new Pope, Pope Francis. It's a pretty good name, isn't it? And that was a big surprise, the first time any Pope has chosen that name in 2,000 years, so I think I got 25 text messages within 5 minutes. So, oh, what a great name. I'm just glad it wasn't Peter the Second. Okay, because there's always a tradition that the last pope will be Peter the Second. You know, no pope has chosen the name of Peter since the first pope, St. Peter. So that's always been sort of the legend or the tradition that that will be the last pope. So at least we have more time, hopefully. So I didn't have a chance really to look into our Pope's background, except a little bit what I saw in some of the news coverage, and but in just seeing his blessing and his humility, I think the Lord and the Holy Spirit through the cardinals has really chosen, it seems, a very holy, a very humble, very wise, and I think saintly Pope, based upon what we know about him and his background. And I guess he's 76 years old and been the cardinal of one of the largest Catholic dioceses, you know, in the world, but always lived a life of simplicity and a life of very humble life. And being a Jesuit, he's made those vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience and loyalty to the Church. And so that, of course, is a very unique thing, having a Jesuit Pope. And of course, they're so known for their learning and their education, and as you know, this Pope speaks many languages as well, so very well educated, and again, being able to reach so many people. As you know, I believe they say about, what is it, almost 50% of the Catholic Church throughout the world is Spanish speaking, so we'll certainly be able to help with the new evangelization of reaching our Hispanic brothers and sisters, as well as reaching, of course, everyone as the shepherd of 1.2 billion Catholics. And when I saw him on television, he reminds me a lot of Pope Paul VI around Vatican II, and also John the 23rd. So to me, a mixture of Paul VI and John the 23rd. And you know, John the 23rd was considered the very joyful, the very happy Pope. And Paul VI, of course, the one who brought about Vatican II, and along with John the 23rd. And I think the choosing of that name of Pope Francis was very certainly inspired. As you know, St. Francis was the great reformer to help rebuild the Church, and the Church is certainly always in need of reform and renewal. And of course, Francis is the most well-beloved saint. He's respected and loved by the Christians, the Muslims, the Jews. Everybody loved St. Francis. And so he is, of course, a great saint of unity, of peace, of reconciliation. I think he was St. Francis is perhaps the greatest ecumenical saint, because he is so well loved and respected by people of all walks of life and all religions. So hopefully we believe this Pope will be certainly working towards reconciliation and ecumenism and leading people to the fullness of the faith, which is found in our Catholic Church. So certainly be a man of the new evangelization, as well as promoting Christian unity and ecumenism. And the message, sort of the message, would be certainly one of peace and a life of humility and simplicity, which is so important in our very materialistic society today. So, of course, he now is the 266th Pope, the successor of St. Peter, and he certainly has the weight of the world on his shoulders, so we have the opportunity now to pray for him, to lift him up in prayer every day, to pray for his intentions, to pray for his health, and hopefully the Lord will give him, hopefully, at least a good 10 years, God willing, at least, and maybe longer. But for however long he's with us, we support him with our love and our prayers and our loyalty. And it was interesting, I was saying the nursing home mass at 3 o'clock. As you know, the Pope was sort of, I guess, chosen around 2 o'clock, but we didn't know who it was until he came out on the balcony. And so We're sort of waiting at 3 o'clock to begin the nursing home mass, waiting, you know, what was the news? So we began the mass, and I think somewhere around my homily, it came through that his name was Pope Francis. So we said that mass, of course, for him and got to include him in the prayer. So it probably was one of the first masses in the world offered for Pope Francis. So that was pretty cool here in Leesburg. So we're famous now for the nursing home mass. And so it just came right at the right time as we were in the middle of mass. So let's pray for him, and let's pray for that he will be like St. Francis to help rebuild the church. You know, when Francis was reforming the church, there was the Pope at that time had a vision that the church was crumbling. And he saw this man Francis come and to hold up the church and to rebuild the church. And of course, that's what we need today throughout the world, is a Pope that will renew the church, reform the church, as well as help to convert and save the world. So it certainly is a huge task to govern the 1.2 billion Catholics, but the other 7 billion or however many people on earth. So we do pray that God's grace will come down upon the church and upon the world as we pray now for our new Holy Father. And just an additional thought about our new Pope. We should be also very proud that he's from the Americas. As you know, he is the first Pope from the New World, from the Americas. And it's interesting how the Holy Spirit works, because the fact that he's of Italian descent and he chose St. Francis, an Italian saint, he made the Italians happy, which is not always the easiest thing to do. So the Italians are very happy, and of course we in the New World are very happy to have a Pope from the Americas. And of course the secular media is always trying to guess, is he liberal or conservative? And of course we don't use those terms. What we do say is that he's Catholic, and that's the main thing. So he's thoroughly Catholic in his doctrines and his beliefs, of course. But what we see is, of course, orthodoxy with humility and orthodoxy with charity was just such a beautiful combination. And so solid in the moral teachings, but also living out the gospel teachings of this church's teachings on social justice, taking care of the poor and the needy and those that the Lord came for, the neglected. And so I think we'll see someone thoroughly Catholic in church doctrine, but also who is living out the social teachings of the church, which is concern for the poor and the weakest and the unborn and those most in need of God's mercy. The Lord be with you. May God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.